episode 290 of the Poor Horse and Podcast. I am your, what's he call it, curator?
Yeah.
I am your curator today. KC. LP is not here today, but you know it's me, KC. Who else
we got? Yeah, Dumb P here.
JC, I'm right here.
And then our special guest, a legend in the making, kind of already is.
Yeah, he
takes the streets for sure.
Yeah.
Mr. Fat Pimp.
Mm-hmm. Nice to see you. Yeah, nice to see you.
So, I mean.
Mr. Curator.
Curator, you feel me? I could spell it, I just didn't know the word. But we here. As you see, LP is not with us today. Shout out to L Pillow. And so we got all the fellas here for the most part. And again, my man's out here. Tell us why you're here.
Man, right now I'm working on an album called You Can Call Me Chris. Doing something different than what they used to. But tonight I got an event called Beats and Bourbon where be sitting around kind of a space like this and going through the classic records, beat breakdowns, lyric breakdowns, and debuting some of the new music. Just trying to give people a different side of me.
And shout out to Tim Ned. He the one that set this up. I actually went to his Beats and Bourbon. It was dope. Lil Flip was there. We saw how they dissected beats, brought beats together, how they put verses together. So, I mean, people that are really into music, these are, y'all should really make these like a ongoing series.
Okay.
And like, it's really dope. My wife loves music, so like she never listened to Tim Ned music before ever. And she was just like infatuated with all of this, how they break down the beats, how they was putting everything together. She even mentioned like he's kind of like a Ryan Leslie to her. And like she really dissected the music. So for people that's into music like that, it's always something that you will probably enjoy because I enjoyed it myself. And they should have just put me on the mic though. I thought I was going to freestyle with Flip, but it didn't happen.
I need that, man.
It didn't happen.
Well, we'll see about it tonight though. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Hey, when did you start getting bubbling in Dallas, in the Dallas streets? Like, because I heard about you like 07.
I'm going to keep it a buck with you, bro. I ain't get popping until TSU out here. I was going to TSU. Black Cottage Tour was up at TSU, and I had to battle like five dudes, and I ended up winning. Was on Rap City for like 2 weeks. Then once I realized like, I kind of had a little buzz at the school, I started dropping songs. Mm-hmm. Like, every rapper know the struggle of just dropping music and thinking it's the one.
Yeah.
Nobody was rocking with it. So I started hosting talent shows at TSU. And I was like, you know what?
What year was this?
06, maybe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
06. And so I went home to Dallas for the weekend. Rest in peace, Andre Emmett. He had just got signed to the
man,
NBA.
Man.
And
Andre Emmett.
Didn't he go to Texas Tech?
That was like one of my favorite players.
That nigga was cold, yeah.
That was one of my favorite players in like that NCAA realm.
Yeah.
That was the years when Illinois was cold. Andre Emmett. Yeah, he was nice.
So I'm out there and I'm just looking at the crowd. You know, everybody chilling, but it was like two guys out there. They were just dancing. And I was like, man, I said, well, like, what is this y'all doing? They're like, ain't no name to it. So I'm just sitting there like,
Rack Daddy.
So I looked up where we was at. We was at Rack Daddy's in Dallas. And that's my neighborhood. So I knew like, if I call it Rack Daddy, nobody gonna say nothing to me.
Yeah.
So I went back to Houston, made the beat. Yeah, so we had probate, the spring probate. And wow. I wasn't ever no capper, bro, but my best friend was a capper. So I knew when they started strutting, I said, I'm gonna just play the beat.
Yeah.
A cheat code. So I played the beat. And they was, you know, they was doing their shimmy and stuff. And I just kept saying, that dude the Rack Daddy. That dude, I didn't know what else to say.
Yeah,
but then
when
I seen them kind of dancing, I said, we got to go record the song. Went home, recorded the record. And when we first performed it, bro, it was tough because Houston is a hard city to make it, bro, when it comes to like the club scene.
Because
everybody was standing in the club. So I got U of H behind it, PV behind it. Metropolis was the club at the time. Metropolis, we performed in Metropolis like almost every.
I lost
every...
my keys at the.
About that time, around that time, bro, Metropolis, and then the club that really it broke in was called Club Butter, and then Toke Bar.
I remember Toke Bar.
See, like U of H really had the best promoters, bro. I'm
going to be with
y'all. U of H had the best promoters, and they used to always let us come in there and rock in. So, like, 06, 07. But at the same time, in Dallas, I ran with a little clique or whatever called YG. And we had a record called I'm Getting Money that was popping and Daddy's at the same time. So just imagine, every city you go to, you keep hearing the same voice, the same type of beats. Record labels get a hold of that. They're like, man, hey, is this your song? I'm like, yeah, this your song? I'm like, yeah, who made this? I produced that. Then it just took off.
But you're not the only one on Rack Daddy.
No, it's so, me, my brother Jordan, and this dude named Big Roddy.
And because them niggas wrecked that. I never knew who they named.
But see, that's the thing about music. I was more of the, I'm going to the club every night. They wanted to get high and stay at the crib till it's time to perform. So what ends up happening is my name gets known more than theirs. But when the shows come, that's when the girls get to choose, like, what they type is. You dig what I'm saying?
So watch kinda, me dance like the first pick on Jack.
I'm going to have to tell you said that, bro, because
that's my one of my favorite parts.
You dance like a motherfucker. Damn, I can tell you. He want to dance right now.
I got to show him that, bro, because he really don't really get, like, too much credit, you know what I'm saying?
Other
than if you knew that he was on the joint.
The second verse, and then that last verse,
And my brother, man.
And stop shaking your legs, folks.
I could never do that dance. I was in Oklahoma.
Yeah, see, that's a big market. That's a big market.
I was in Oklahoma at the time. And so the song started ringing because I was in college around that same time. And like everybody was just jamming. And then when Dallas got, like, you know, you Dallas origin. But when they came up to Oklahoma, everybody with that, Dougie, you know.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Stanky leg,
all that, man. People used to leave the club. They used to leave the club like they was just working out for 2 hours.
Oh, drenched, yeah.
Like drenched in sweat.
Yeah. The club was fun, bro. It was a party, bro.
It was a party.
You know, I may be just conceited, man, but I feel like that was the best time because people wasn't holding their phone up the whole time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody you couldn't. Was still interacting. Yeah, going down.
Yeah. And y'all linked up with one. I know you was on that song with Trap Stars, huh?
It just all sounded the same.
Nah, you went on that Like a Pro?
If you look on iTunes, my name is on there because the album that they dropped for whatever reason had my name on there. I ain't on that song.
Oh, that was like a compilation album.
Yeah, my partner Lil Woo.
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay, yeah. I see.
You would never know that though because, you know, when people first was doing music, they didn't know how to upload music. They was just typing stuff. And my name always get tagged with that song.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do with
it. I thought you at least made the beat.
Shit, I wish.
Yeah.
Listen, as a entertainer, bro, I'd rather do the beats anyway.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, yeah. Because you got to understand, it's like, if you the producer, you control the emotions of everybody. That's why I like Metro Boomin, and I understand why he is what he is, for real, why he is what he is, bro. You get to control the emotions and the feelings.
Man, it's crazy because just going back, me and you went to college together. That's how we know each other. Just bumping into you, seeing you doing your thing, whether we bump into each other at the rec or on the Tiger Walk or whatever.
Shout out to TSU.
Nah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Quick question. Why y'all was both at TSU? Did he have any interaction with any women that you had before?
I'm good.
Nah, bro.
I'm good. I'm going to just say this, bro.
That's going to be a running joke,
dog. I don't know people business.
I mean, because we had another person from TSU.
He had Billy
Sorrells. And you would have thought these dudes was like Professor X and Magneto.
So can I keep it a bean? If y'all interviewing Billy, you can't. He's a special guy. Me and him had class together, bro, and I know how he get down, bro. TSU, bro, like it was open. Yeah. This is back when you could still walk up to a woman and be like, damn, you know, like you beautiful, you gorgeous. I love your eyes, you know, like I love your pretty toes, and then it wouldn't be like,
yeah,
it wouldn't be considered like some Me Too type.
Because
now you can't even approach women now. You know
you got some pretty ass toes. Ooh, this nigga just said my toes are pretty.
Yes, yeah, on God.
And he gonna call a lawyer. Speaking of lawyer,
we not here. But the thing about going to a black college and having U of H cross the street and PV down the street, y'all gonna end up running through the same chicks, bro. That's just life, bro.
That's what I was trying to tell them, bro.
Especially when you're a handsome individual, bro. Like,
or you live, man.
You live, yeah. If you really him, you know, you already know.
You gonna get the ones
no fraternity or none of that, bro. You know what I'm saying? You really him?
Yeah. The whole episode, it kept going back to that.
With Billy?
I was just watching.
Bro, I didn't say nothing.
I did some Billy chicks before.
Yeah, bro. Really?
Oh God, ask him.
They gonna make a Netflix special
bro,
about
you. Gotta understand, man, we come from that era, bro. Like men were, you were trying to get women. Like nowadays, it's weird, but like man, when I was coming up, bro, it was like a badge of honor. Like
yeah, bullshit. I wear my badge proudly.
You know what I mean? You don't even talk about it though.
Yeah,
we never broadcast.
I ain't never broadcast shit.
Nah, but that happens at a black college. You get the same chicks.
Bro, I'm talking about fat. He sit right here where you at. I could feel the heat from coming from bro when he telling these people this story about us, bro.
Goddamn Billy.
And I'm like, bro, I ain't never even said nothing about nobody. Yeah, I don't give a damn. That was Billy, 30 years ago.
Classmate. Hey, man. You shouldn't have done that. I'm going to have to call you, have a talk with you. You shouldn't have done that, man. Nah, Billy my dog, man.
Nah,
like,
Billy cool. It was a dope episode.
Billy, he ain't gonna lie to you, man. Like confidence wise, man, I learned a lot from him because he was one of the people where when he crossed over at TSU, he didn't change on me. You know what I mean? Like when they had probates going on or step shows, he allowed me to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. Put me on camera. Like we had one was like if what if the president was a Kappa? What if the president was from Dallas? And we did videos of this, man. Mm-hmm. Like, comedy shows. He didn't put me in all that. So even in LA, he didn't turn his back on me when I was out there. So that's my dog, man.
Did you ever DJ?
MC.
You okay.
DJ C Styles was my partner, man. He from Harold Clark. He taught me how to DJ. He taught me how to MC. That's how I learned to control the crowd. Like if somebody had turntables here, I know how to DJ.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been on Serato. I know how to DJ on records too.
Yeah.
When you say control the crowd, what do you mean by that? Like you controlling the emotions of the crowd? Like what do you?
All right, so I know that when you go to the club, you can take them up, you can take them down, you can have them crying, you can have them in their feelings. A lot of people don't know how to do that when they perform. A lot of people get the mic, they just, you know, just rapping, looking down, looking at their partners. Me, I'm like, when I'm looking in the room, like how I'm seeing the women back there, my head, if we was at a show, I'm going to be like, man, ladies, if you got a brown dress on and you know you look good, you got your woo woo woo, then let me hear you say, and it's because in my mind, I'm thinking
they be,
like,
man, sit your so well.
But for me, that's a gift because it's like everybody can't do that. Me, I do it because I rather gain the crowd than to have them being like, man, when this nigga getting off stage.
Yeah.
Being an opening act, you learn you got about 30 seconds to get their attention.
Or you lost.
Or you lost them, bro. We talking about Billy. I had performed at Howard Homecoming. He gave me the game. He was hosting. He said, hey, bro, do Rag Daddy Maserati and get off stage, bro. Because they mean up here on the East Coast.
Yeah.
I did Rag Daddy Maserati. Got a standing ovation, you know what I'm saying? And because of him, so.
Man, I'm going to take your advice, because when we have our live show, I'm going to say, all the ladies with the brown dress, though, say, do this shit.
Hey, look. Man, shut your baby ass up, nigga.
Nah.
Believe nobody got no goddamn
game one-on-one, bro. If you ever want to really win over the crowd, bro, just scan the crowd before you get up there and see what the majority is, bro, and then just focus on that.
I did that at OU Texas, but then I got too drunk, and then I just disappeared.
You did.
This could be your friend, and this could be your
enemy. See, but what it was OU Texas. I ain't never, like I said, I went to school in Oklahoma, so I ain't never been to the actual environment.
Oh, you was in Dallas and did it?
Yeah.
We was in Dallas.
Oh.
And so, like, it was like it was a watch party. It was a watch party.
Even worse.
Oh, so, yeah, they were just boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh, shit, by the time we finally get to go on stage, because it wasn't like we was just doing the whole podcast or nothing. It was just like introducing ourselves.
It
was halftime.
In the middle.
And so, like, in the middle, people still rowdy. And so I just started freestyling. And then it was going over well, but then I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that boy just.
And then it was by the time I came back, they was like, "Oh, it's over."
You know what? Shit. You know what they did to me, Fat? They put a prostitute on me, bro.
What?
In the at the top. Yeah, I'm telling.
He fresh out breakup. We trying to hold him down.
I don't want no prostitute, man. Come on, bro.
There ain't no prostitute.
I just don't want no part.
Discrimination.
Yeah, I don't want no.
You
want
to talk to no prostitute?
I don't want to even talk about it.
No, I'm not. You know, open up the can of worms. You said they put a prostitute on.
Okay,
Richard Gere did.
Yeah,
but it was Julia Roberts.
He bagged the dime.
But look though, so you
bagged the dime.
Nah, but look though.
Shit.
Would I date a prostitute? Is what you saying, or would I hit a prostitute?
Would you talk to her?
Talk to her.
Talk to her like, what? Hey, how you doing?
That's what she was trying to do to you, just talk to you.
Nah, y'all put her on me, and she wouldn't leave me the hell alone.
How did you know she was a prostitute, though?
Because when I said, I got to go to the bathroom, she said, can I come with you?
That ain't no prostitute.
That ain't no prostitute.
Nah, prostitute would have been, it's purse first, man. Like, the prostitute would have said, like, hey, you know what?
It's purse first.
Woo, 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 for this, this, and that. That ain't no prostitute.
You watch BMF. You see what old girl doing. On that show,
bro, you should have took
that. That was somebody that was feeling you.
That'd have got me over the breakup. And you talking about a prostitute, nigga? Listen, if I said, man, I gotta go pee, she said, can I go with you? Then that's an invitation. That ain't no prostitute. Prostitute want that money. You gotta put the money on the dresser.
She'd have been like, I come with you.
She had like a mustache and shit, bro. I couldn't.
You was turned out from her then.
Hell yeah. Okay. Her arms was hairy and shit.
Oh, she wasn't attractive.
Listen,
then.
If you're a listener, if you were this person and you remember this young lad, hey,
get
just
Ridgely Bell Ho.
Oh, listen, man.
Bro. Hey, man. The niggas ain't finna set me up with that.
You should have hit her, bro.
Hell no.
When she was about 52 or something, if she was
cougar.
She was like, yeah.
I would hit her, bro.
Kept sitting with her legs crossed.
Her. She a cougar. I'm hitting her. See? I ain't nothing to talk about. That's my finish, bro. Real talk, bro. I would hear the only reason you just said you was going through a breakup, bro. Yeah. Nothing feels better than like something new, bro.
Not that, God, not that. I don't want to. I don't want to bump hairs and shit with a nigga
about to be fucking cousin it.
Hell, man, yeah, that hoe was hairy. Bro.
You came back refreshed.
Man, that hoe had more facial hair than me, folks.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes, bro. Just keep on going. Just almost done. Just get there, bro.
Well, hey, man, do you think at that time when the Dallas Boogie was going on, you had like the snap era. Yeah. So do you think that overshadowed in that time frame? Because I think Dallas Boogie is still like a staple as far as hip hop and dancing.
For sure.
At the time, do you think that overshadowed?
It got overshadowed, but no, I think the whole Dallas music scene, bro, I think it was what it was. I think that we didn't really embrace it. California embraced it and got a platinum record.
Mm. But that was...
Nah, it's BS to us, but not to them, bro. Because when you think of, you say Dougie, we don't think of Teach Me How to Dougie. When you say Dougie, people hit that.
Yeah.
Nah, that's with us.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
But you go
to
California, they took that whole sound and ran with it and perfected it, and we didn't embrace it. If we would have embraced it, bro, it would have been Texas, bro.
That's crazy. And then when that came out, I was hot.
I was hot because they got my partner, Lil Will. My Doug and yeah. Hemp was in the video. So like I was irritated. Bro.
Ah, yeah.
I'm like, I'm on like, bro.
Oh, they was in the video.
Yeah. In the video. You watch the video now, they had them, they got this dude that was one of the dancers on YouTube, YG Ripple. They in the video.
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah. It was a slap in the face to me.
Right.
Mm.
They made like, money off of what we created, you know what I mean?
Yeah, bro? And then paid them, like, hey, we'll pay you a premium. Just come do the video, show that we let them know that we showed homage.
What would have made sense if they would have put somebody on the song?
Mm.
Like Lil Will should have been on that song.
Yeah.
That to me would have made most.
Yeah.
It would be like if I did a song called Teach Me How to Screw and I don't got Lil Kiki or somebody on there or somebody from Houston.
Shit. People don't say shit about like when they say Rocky came out and he had our Houston sound. Ain't nobody say nothing.
It was cosign.
Who, ASAP?
Well, Lil Love. Sweat. Yeah.
That was the hardest ASAP. That's what
That's his company. Nobody batted an eye to that shit.
My boxes.
Ooh, yeah.
It was hard.
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah, that was when it was jamming.
But that shit, that's one of my favorite eras, and I think that shit was like very oversight. And then people still be boogieing and shit.
Even like right now, like with Sexy Red, new song, she sampled Halle Berry.
Yeah, she sure did.
So it's like, it lets me know the world loved it. We didn't love it.
Nah, that's sexy.
Did you do that production
with Halle Berry?
Yeah.
Nah, Superstar made that.
Oh,
partner, that's my.
You was on a remix, huh?
Yeah. Shout out to Superstar, man. You getting a check for that too?
Another song that, well, personally me, my favorite, because I didn't do all the dances.
Right.
Like I couldn't do all that shit. But my favorite song that you was on, you probably produced it. I don't know, but it was I See You.
Oh, Riff Raff.
Man, that's my shit.
Say, man,
that's my shit.
Bro,
to this day, I still jam that up.
Jody High wrote him, man. Shout out to him.
Straight up.
Man, like, they called me one day, was like, man, Riff Raff. I'm like, Riff Raff? They're like, you want to get some beats? I'm like, all right, cool. So they want you to write for him. So I wrote the whole song.
Hold on, you wrote both his verses?
I wrote it, but guess what? When I got to the studio, that nigga was like, I don't need it.
That nigga crashed.
That nigga pulled out that notepad. And when he went there rapping.
Shoots the county. Look like James Tony.
I'm laughing,
that's
right?
That's my shit.
But
the internet is when you get to see that there's a whole demographic of fans that you know nothing about, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't know who Diplo was.
Yeah.
He got signed to Diplo. Mm. Blew him up. So his fans from him and Diplo will come to my page like, man, you're a god, bro. We love you. You produce for Jody High Roller. Yeah. I'm like, damn, I didn't realize it was that big a deal.
I see you. Wow. Nah, you see
like, yeah, bro.
That whole coast.
And that was just one of them beats I had made that was just sitting in my hard drive.
Yeah.
But when he heard it, man, he
got so what? So what made you just let him take over the song?
Because as an artist, you know when somebody like confident.
Yeah.
Mm. It's like you get in the studio, you know if somebody say, nah, I'm good, I got it.
Yeah,
and he
ate that. Huh?
He said, "Nah, I don't need it.
I know how to propaganda."
Yeah,
Chick Boys at Rock and Park with the proper handle.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Like I wouldn't have wrote that. What I had was on. Yeah, way different, bro. Yeah. At the end of the day, bro, you gotta let an artist be an artist.
Yeah,
I let him do his thing.
Yeah, nah, that's
and
my shit.
Do that one, bro.
Yeah, that's I still like to this day. I still jam it though. I'm lifting weights or some shit.
Because that one, another one did called Jose Canseco. That was like the biggest one we did. Like I watched him perform that one at the EDM festival. That was the only time I got jealous, bro. Cause I was like, damn, I should have been there.
Mm.
Cause I'm on the hook. And so when you see the video, you don't know I'm on the song unless you like listen to it.
Yeah.
But I was one of the ones I was like, damn, I should have been out there with him on that.
Mm.
White fans, you gotta say something. Having white fans is way different in the hood, bro.
And people feel like when like rappers and stuff say that. Like they selling out, but that's just the realization of the thing. You talked about it with the Dougie, they took it and the West Coast took it and it just blasted off. There's no reason why how much it's played in these clubs and these parties that Rag Daddy, Dougie shouldn't have been like triple platinum just off this. You know, if streams was like it was now, like then. Oh, them shits would have been through the roof.
Yeah, TikTok would have took all that shit.
TikTok would have took that shit off. Yeah, sure.
But it might not have correlated into dollars for him.
I would say I don't think it would have been as big because people would have got tired of it quick. You understand? It took 2 years for Rag Daddy to blow up.
Mm.
2 years, bro.
That's true because the longevity of things was different then compared to now.
It was like back then you could work a record for 2 years and you finally get radio.
Yep.
Once I got radio, it was on. But if it would have been this TikTok era, it'd have been hot today, and then by May, it probably have been done.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Through all your music you made, like, what is the song that you completely blacked out on? I know all rap artists had that song. They feel like, man, this is one that I completely blacked out on. Like, I'm proud of myself for this song.
Man, it was a record with me and B King called Smile. And I remember he sent me the beat.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yo, jump on this. And I remember closing my eyes, listening to it in the studio, and my engineer was like, you need time to write for it? I said, I already wrote the verse, because I already knew. I just got my pen and pad and remember what I was thinking in my head, and I sent it to him. And that nigga was like, nah, this ain't it, bro. This ain't gonna work, bro. I didn't want you to rap like this. I wanted you to be more Drake-ish on there. Like, I told nigga straight up, God is my witness. I said, nigga, you don't want it, nigga, don't use it. Nigga, I'm not changing shit.
Mm.
2 days later, he sent me his verse back. We dropped the song, and when it hit the radio out here, JQ called me and was like, nigga, I didn't even know you could rap. Like, I take that as disrespectful, but at the same time, I take it as a nod. Like, you did your thing.
Yeah.
And to this day, bro, like, when I meet people that never heard Rag Daddy before or none of Maserati, none of them songs, they be like, man, I know that Smile record. So it's like a...
That's a nod to it. Yeah, I can
I'm
really
go
do
listen
this
to that bitch.
I think if y'all run a B King, ask him.
So about B King, do you think y'all are like two brothers of the same mother of music as far as how y'all produce and y'all rap and y'all do the dance records and y'all rap a little bit?
God damn. Nigga, good.
Here's the thing. I want to say this the right way. I used to be his mama house. Rest of us all. I used to be at his mama house when he first started. I've been knowing B King a very long time. And people have always said that. I'm going to just say this, man. I think that.
I say what you think.
Yeah, I
got you.
I'm a god. You know, I look at myself as like the one. But I feel like he's always been my, what's the word I want to say? He's kind of been like my...
Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier.
Yeah.
Y'all coincide. Y'all legends.
We legends together, man. But I always feel like I got to one-up that nigga, bro. Excuse my language. I got to one-up him, though. You know what
I feel
you. But yeah, we the same.
So that's a perfect analogy, because that's how they was. Because Joe Frazier...
Bro, we the same, yeah. But we definitely... I don't know if he'll tell you, but me, he always going to be competition. Yeah. Just because, like, you know how you hear a record from somebody, you're like, damn.
That bitch we outside.
See, it wasn't even that one for me. When I heard
I'm just
saying, leave,
I just heard that shit yesterday. Shit.
When I heard they leave, I said, nah.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
When we was outside yesterday, and when that, bitch, we outside. They almost started doing this shit. Yeah, like, that is a knocker.
That is love because Dallas got ratchets, bro. Like real ratchets, bro. Like strip club, you go strip club in Dallas, bro, you can hear the ratchets over the music.
Yeah. Blue Chew.
But that's my dog, though, man. Like, I definitely want to get another record in. Well, we ain't done one in a minute, though.
All right.
Quick break.
So I just do it now?
My bad.
We got Fat Pimp with us. The beats, the verses, always been hard. But if you're at home and you have a problem getting hard, get that Blue Chew. Our code is POUR. Make sure you get that Blue Chew. Get that chew so you can do the do.
Man, this
back to 290.
Hey, man. You know, like, use that code, POUR,
man, that for Blue Chew. Like Richard Pryor, man. That no way. I'm going to
try
me a
Blue Chew. Hell, you going to try that
next
Blue
time,
Chew?
Next time, I'm, you know, the time is presented, I'm going to try with you.
See if
I can do the do.
Try the chew, do the do.
Can you do it on alcohol? But we don't know yet.
I think that might be.
I heard a testimony. I heard a testimony.
It's a little bit too much horsepower. You don't have that.
No, the older you get, bro, you got to ask these questions.
Yeah, bro. Nah, yeah. You drunk on chew and you high? Man, you going to fuck some shit up, man.
Hey, good story, man. If y'all don't mind, I can tell it real quick.
Yeah.
Man, I tried these pills one time called Rhinos.
I remember the gas station.
Then it was backfired.
Damn, what happened?
They just backfired, bro. I had popped it. I'm waiting. I'm drinking, getting drunker. The whole night ain't nothing happened. As soon as a nigga go to sleep, bro. He woke up. For like 3 days, bro.
What the young lady? The young lady didn't help you?
It backfired, bro. This right. See, alcohol? You can give her the whiskey D, bro. You know what I'm saying? The Henny D and stuff. But, man, don't mix it with no gas station pills. Yeah. Gas station pills. Y'all watching, stay away from gas station.
You wouldn't have that problem with Blue Chew. And if you use that code again, POUR, you won't have that problem.
Thanks.
Because the Rhino may produce the horn, but it can't inflate it.
Thank you. You know what? I'm going to try that Blue Chew when I get home.
Yeah.
Got it.
Got it. All right, back to the show.
So now we're going to these topics because we talked about.
Let's talk about Rabbi.
You talked about your relationship with Beat King and how it's competitive driven, but y'all still like homies.
We're friends. We like friends, literally like friends. But when it comes to like rap, everybody's an op to me, bro.
Yeah, and so K Dot obviously takes from that because he don't see friends at this moment. Like, everybody, y'all try to put him in a category with three kings. He like, no, I am the only. And I respect it. Shit. So what are your thoughts on this?
It's on me first.
It's on you.
You the rapper.
You probably been in the room with these people.
I think it's cool. I think the rap beef, I ain't gonna say beef, but sometimes you need to let somebody know, like, bro, I don't need y'all, bro, I'm good, you know? And I got these bars, it's cool. I just think that this is going to put Drake and J. Cole in that mode, and I'm ready. I got my popcorn ready. I'm ready to see what they're going to do.
I mean, I'm not worried about Drake so much. I don't think he's going to say nothing. But Kendrick, bro, he be having it on his mind, bro. He been having it. Like, bro must got, like, ammo clips waiting for these people.
They don't respond, though.
Yeah, because what are they going to say? I don't know what they're going to say.
What you mean? Hold on.
There's a lot you could say.
Also, Sean put out a freestyle.
All on his shit.
The one in his house?
Yeah.
Yeah, his shit was
bad timing, bro.
Yeah.
Huh? Bad timing.
But
you're a fan. You a fan.
That's my favorite rapper.
I knew about it
just random. Oh, shit, he dropped some shit?
Yeah, so I've been watching the lead up to it because he dropped the Clarity video on Instagram, and then I imagined that he was going to drop some on Friday. Mm. And ironically, that's when K-Dot dropped.
And then he said something about the shit.
Yeah, but that's just, like you said, the timing, but it's still not, like, it's not overshadowed because it was heard. And then when people, like, you know, we got Doc back here, but he talked about it yesterday. That kind of made sense. He's like, it's almost like some Jay-Z Nas stuff with him and K-Dot, because every time he drops something, K-Dot always, like, drop.
Hold on. Who said?
This is what Doc told me.
No, but he's talking about who?
When Jay-Z and Nas, because it's like when Nas would drop, Jay-Z would drop.
Big Sean and
Kendrick Lamar. In regards to like when Sean to drop something, K-Dot to drop something that overshadows it.
Very coincidental.
It's just coincidental because everybody thought there was beef and it was somewhat like that overly competitiveness and it was probably, you know, got a little feisty. But, you know, when Nip died, he talked about it. They discussed it and they squashed whatever it was. But at the same time, it's still like, you're in this realm of who's going to be the best, because that's what it is with rappers.
Right.
Whatever it is, even if it's in the, I don't want to categorize you, put in a box, but if it's in the ratchetness, then you have it where it's him versus B-King or whoever else. If those lyrical people like Mos Def and Talib Kweli and Kanye back then, they was in that. So it always going to have that dynamic.
Now look, I'm going to give you pushback because I love Big Sean. But there's tears to this shit. He can talk to Meek Mill, Wale. Damn. You know what I'm saying?
A man that sold 200 million records. You can't really put him in no tier, though.
Kendrick, Drake, and Cole is upper echelon.
They're there, but
I was gonna say time out.
I'm telling you.
I was going to say time out because let's keep it a bean.
Future is upper echelon.
Listen, in my head, as far as I see Drake, Ye, and everybody else is up under there.
But you talking about culture now.
No, it ain't about the culture. You got to realize Kendrick, one of my favorite rappers, but let's keep it a bean. He hides, then he drops something. Drake is the only one being vulnerable, continuously putting himself out there, dropping music. You like this? Okay, I'm going to give you this one. Saying you don't like this one, I'm going to give you that. Nobody in the game is continuously dropping music and being in the public eye. Kendrick likes to hide in the cut. And see you getting a little money, then come hit you with the control verse.
I feel you.
Y'all like? Did y'all listen to Kendrick's last album?
I did.
That's what I'm saying.
No. It was very much a niche album.
It was corny, bro. Like that's not.
It's not corny.
Nah,
it's not,
bro.
Nah, you can't do that.
I am a Kendrick fan.
It's a niche album.
Good Kid, Mad City, bro. It's in my phone. I bought the album.
I feel you.
That album there lets me know that he's away from the culture, bro.
What's the difference between that and Jay-Z dropping 444?
Man, leave Hov out of this.
No.
What I just discussed about crossing over.
Well, this is the thing. It's nothing wrong with trying. It's a difference when you're trying to come at artists like you're a part of this culture. To me, Kendrick ain't really a part of this culture because he don't put out features. He don't do mixtapes. He's not dropping albums, bro.
All right, let's talk hip hop.
Talk hip hop? Okay.
Look here. Eminem, we just seen the example. They was saying all this shit.
That's where you went.
Because it's the same shit.
I'm going to go a whole different way to bring up him.
Huh?
I'm just saying,
this is just one example. They said niggas ain't rapping, like he ain't really rapping like that. Nobody. He went and put that album out, rapped like it was getting at niggas, rapping like niggas, doing all that rap, and everybody respected it. All right.
It was cool.
So I'm just saying, that's just one example. I wanted to go back to what he was saying about Big Sean. It still are tears to this hip hop shit. And I'm just saying it's very coincidental that's happening, but nobody's thinking about
this
that.
This is why it's tears.
Let me go back to him.
Where the hell are you going with it?
Because I was finishing out what you said.
I get a response. Because the reason there are tears is because people who are so impined about their favorite rapper, this like sets the tier. Like anybody that, I remember when 50 Cent came out and he dropped that first album and it went skyrocket through the moon. All those people that was really rock with him, and when he was going at Ja Rule for singing, didn't say a goddamn word when his next album, his first single was the "I Take You to the Candy Shop." That let me know that people never gave a fuck about like the hypocrisy of the shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So that's where I say the tier shit don't really fall in line. Cause I never gave a damn about record sales and shit like that.
Yeah, but
that's
these are three guys that check off. They check off different boxes, though.
I just told you what Big Sean records.
Not that to
got
their
like
level.
Over 185 million records
I feel you, but it's not
sold.
On their level. He just talked about Drake's
why
lyricism.
Why does that matter?
I'm telling you why it matters.
That's what I'm asking though. Why does that matter? And because if you bring up big Kendrick Lamar shit, his record sales is not skyrocketing through the roof. His popularity is.
Yes, it is. Every time he drops something, it's 300.
Bro, that Mr. Morale shit, like that, he said, listen, was
that
ass.
Shit still sold.
Kendrick
that
shit got 35 was million. Ass. Kendrick been sold by 35 million of album sales.
Who?
Kendrick Lamar. He does numbers.
He does numbers.
He does numbers. That's what I was over here doing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not, that's what I'm saying. It's not, I think these three guys check off boxes. You know, I love Big Sean. I love Meek. I love, like, all the dudes that we know that spit, they ain't checking off all the boxes on the higher value saying, like these three guys are. They just not. But we love them. But what I was saying about Kendrick, he can dip in and out like that because he is that good. And he has a chokehold on the culture that they'll listen to anything he does. Now, true. All he got to do right now is just come out with some rapping shit. Just an album where he rapping, maybe throw a couple R&B shits on there.
You watch battle rap?
Ain't gonna happen.
Sure, yeah. A little, not of recent, but I grew up on
here's
it.
Here's my thing. Reason why I don't like what he did, bro, because I feel like it's like throwing a rock through a window and then running down the street.
I feel you.
Because I feel like, dog, if you ain't out here with everybody every year dropping music, don't come on here dissing nobody, bro. Unless you dropping an album this year, bro. It's like, come on, bro. Ain't nobody put themselves out more than Drake, bro.
I feel you.
Like, I like people that's in the rap game. Jay-Z, you want to use Jay-Z as an example?
Yeah.
You got to realize the difference between the pastor and God, bro.
Okay.
You deal with, that's God. That's how I look at it.
Okay, you know, I got
even
you.
Like Eminem, bro. I'm not a diehard fan of Eminem, but he's a God, bro. He's like,
that's what I'm saying.
He can't even be in the conversations with the rappers that's current right now. Jay-Z doing 4-4 was like, we needed that, bro.
Yeah.
We needed that. Eminem coming out, rap God, we was doing all that. We needed that, but we're not going to address them. We're talking about the people that's relevant right now. Drake, The Futures, J. Cole, even Meek Mill. I don't know why people like discredit him. Like he don't.
Nah, he put out great albums.
Yeah, he is cold, bro.
Definitely cold.
But Kendrick, he a great rapper. I just don't like. I don't like the slugs, bro. Like if you gonna shoot slugs, be out and about, be relevant, bro.
Yeah.
Because people can't diss you if you hiding, bro.
Nah, look here. I don't want Drake to be. Me personally, I'm a Drake fan. I don't really want to see. I want to see Cole.
Go ahead.
Yes, I want to see Cole Kendrick because Cole has been going ham since the A Lot record.
Yeah, Cole.
Since
Cole's
2018, he's been killing every single thing. He's been every feature.
But why not Drake?
Because we've seen it from Drake. We've seen him battle. We've seen him take out Meek.
We've seen Cole do it too.
Who Cole battle?
Cole dissed Kanye on that bus when he made the video.
That was subtle.
I'm just saying, that's Kanye.
That nigga was a whole song about that nigga.
But Kanye, I'm talking about with a spitter.
Spitter.
With somebody that's going to come back. Kanye ain't going to do shit, but going to get people.
I want to hear Drake do it, bro.
I want him. I want a Royal Rumble. You like wrestling, so.
Because even when Kendrick and Sean was having their thing, but they was subliminals. That was the only time he ever did like subliminals.
Mm-hmm.
And he would hit them back with subliminals. But I hate that. I hate subliminals. So when he said like no subliminals, like went straight after him, I respect the shit out of him. The only thing is I don't want him to just like you say, go back into hiding. And I definitely don't want one of them jazz ass records. I don't want no fucking jazz.
Yeah.
Hip-hop. I don't want that shit.
Yeah. I think when you go back to listen to First Person Shooter, Cole was very direct.
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
What was that other line he said? He said something about stepping. Like, if you go back and listen, he was throwing shots. Like, he was throwing some shots.
I didn't even think about that, bro. Yeah.
But that's subliminal, though.
No, it ain't. It's direct.
I'm say the person name.
I feel you, you rapping.
I want y'all to go meet this
Social Security number.
I want you to just be like, hey, this person was. You know what I'm saying?
I just listen to a lot of shit.
I went over my head. I didn't even think about that.
Nah, go listen to that shit. Go read the lyrics. That nigga heat shoot.
I think you deep because
I'm not
on tour.
I'm just listening. Drake, Drake ain't really sad, but Cole is about that smoke because he been building himself up all these years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh no, y'all thought I was just some TED talking ass nigga. I'm about to rap my ass off.
Even in that BET cipher, he went at Drake. Even then.
Who
can? Kendrick Cole.
Yeah.
When he was, I can't remember exactly what he said.
Damn, he showed
it. He went at him like directly on BT. I remember that shit was like viral before viral was even a thing. and like went directly at him, and then not a word. And
you and Drake had a shot or something, huh? You.
Me and Drake?
Yeah.
Hey, true story. Get the cameras on and listen. I've been around a lot of A-list celebrities, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Drake had a Certified Lover Boy just dropped. He had his party here in Houston. Everybody was the rapper live was saying it was like either the in crowd and all the baddies of the baddies.
Mm.
And so I'm in there.
I think we was invited to that little shindig.
I was in there.
And we had Exotic Pop. It was like, hey, here we go.
Listen, I had on Slapwood's hoodie, Slapwood's hat. We chilling, we in the cut, we smoking big Slapwood. And I felt this nigga walk by me, bro. Swear to God, on my dead granny soul. And he stopped. He tapped me on my shoulder. Swear to God, true story. He said, Fat Pen, what's up, man? You been good? And I'm like, yeah, man, just over there chilling, talking to such and such. But when I'm talking to him, I turn and look at him, I felt like this white aura. I swear to God, bro. My God, strike me down if I'm lying, bro. I seen this nigga white aura, bro. Niggas garly, bro.
Real, bro.
Garly, bro. Hey, listen, just, bro.
The nigga aura, bro.
You wasn't hallucinating?
No, I was so, bro. First of all, it took us an hour and 30 minutes to even get past the checkpoint to get in.
Yeah.
Like, damn. We talking about Drake in Houston, bro.
Yeah.
Nigga, we first of all, we with mob ties. We all outside. They checking everybody with these niggas, and we the niggas of the niggas.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's like, it took us an hour and a half to get in, so we sober. Yeah. But, bro, when I'm like, it's like an ice skating ring, a skating ring over here to the left, bro. And it was free Casamigos all night. I didn't even know. I'm sober. I got like a Slapwood right here, and I shook his hand.
You fuck with them Slapwood?
That's my best friend. That's the company.
Oh, okay.
But he shook my hand. When he said, Fat Pimp, you been good? You all right? I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking like, damn, this nigga remember my name and shit. But I'm like, yeah, whoa, we good. I'm just over here chilling. But when I turned and looked at him, bro, you see how the light is over here, bro?
Yeah.
This nigga had a garly aura, bro, all white, bro, on my mama, bro. Like,
fuck, man.
Listen, I have been around many of people, bro. Not everybody has an aura, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I seen it, bro.
You seen that?
I seen the aura, man. That's the part I can feel. I can feel it, that nigga got the glow. Bruce Leroy. That nigga got that glow. That nigga got the glow. You hear me, bro? Drake got the glow, bro. I don't ride nobody coattail, bro. But he had that glow, bro.
Remember when that nigga showing up was in the pizza, his parents' pizza parlor, and that lady was singing, and he was trying to talk you. What is this shit?
Shut up, bitch.
Huh?
Why you think crazy stuff really don't come to him, bro? He's garly, bro.
Because he's in the Houston affiliate.
He's garly, bro. Drake, man, when you see this clip, bro, hey, you got that garly aura, bro.
Yeah, Drake.
Drake, you see this clip, you need to get on the pool with some podcast.
Oh, bullshit.
If you need immediately. If you have any issues, you know, with the ladies and you need Bluetooth, use the code POUR. That is POUR for free shipping. What is $5 shipping?
It's free shipping with us.
Free shipping. You know what? Let me order me. How do I order?
There you go.
I'm gonna order some.
That nigga looking at this ain't good.
I'm gonna order some blue chip. Okay.
Hey, man, I got another question. What you think about all this like refurbished producing now? Like when they taking old songs from 2005 and you know what do you think about the creativity, it makes me feel old, bro.
2005 was 19 years ago.
That's crazy,
bro. I know, bro. That's insane, it made me feel old
when I hear songs that I'm like, I heard a girl sample Robin Thicke the other day.
Yeah,
The Lost Without You.
Yeah,
record.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm still jamming the original version.
Yeah,
bro. She got a new version.
I was in high school eating.
Yeah. You pussy in high school?
Yeah, nigga. You fuck about that. Remember when the niggas say DMX
DMX was like,
I was like, man, that's some bullshit. The first time I eat pussies, I was like, man, this rapper's been lying to me all my fucking life.
I was lying. I was 20.
The first time I ate coochie in high school, I was like, oh my gosh. Remember that nigga, catfish is delicious. I was born down here.
Oh, Lord.
Delicious.
Bro, I didn't have the courage to do that in high school.
Y'all, bro.
A nigga looking at
you. When did y'all lose
your opinion?
When y'all start having sex, though?
Ninth grade.
I started late. I ain't gonna lie.
I was quitting.
But was it
TSU?
I started late.
That's why he was taking off.
Once I popped, I couldn't stop.
That nigga a Pringle box.
Yeah. Pringle's a virgin off the high
school. Hell no.
Well, Jordan, you know, like
you 17. You couldn't be hanging around us, bro.
I had game, no pill. I was just starting.
No, but see, you gotta understand, bro, like, to be a virgin, bro, like, back, no, you have to get some action, bro. Like, I would put it on. I'm one of them niggas, bro. I'd have been like, hey, bro, come to the house. We finna get on the game. As soon as you got there, you open up that door, I'd be like,
I probably would have been.
You know what's crazy? Come on, adults used to have to, like, do that with it. Like, our uncles and shit. Yeah. I remember to this day, my partner's uncles, like, would, like, just, hey, my nephew over here.
That's how I got it.
And then women be on it.
12 years old.
That's crazy. Damn. But you know what I'm saying? When we think about it, like, it's a difference because it's in comparison to these Nickelodeon people.
Oh, man.
These people we watched Nickelodeon growing up, all that. Yeah. Hell, my name is Keenan, so I definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he didn't. He didn't watch Nickelodeon.
You didn't watch Nickelodeon?
Nah, bro.
Listen, he was a virgin, and he didn't even have the cartoons and shit.
I was hooping.
He was hooping, though.
He wasn't even
He played football as a receiver, and he had a lineman number. He was no athlete.
What was your number, bro?
I was at a post school, bro. We only had 67 and 91 left, bro.
What number did you choose? 67,
bro. That's cool. Yeah,
bro. That was good, bro. They was out there running the field like Zotac, dog, little Giants.
They was blocking in, catching passes.
Man, they was like, look at Phil, man. Look at Phil out there, bro.
Look at Phil. Jersey hanging off his ass.
Annexation of Puerto Rico.
But so these kids in Nickelodeon, we watched all these shows growing up. Meanwhile, these adults that's supposed to be, like, you know, feeding them lines, was apparently feeding them something else.
Sausage. What the hell was feeding
I thought
them?
It was
meat, nigga.
I thought they were shows from like later not the shows we watched.
Man,
not
the 90s shows. Even the earliest ones. Matter of fact, I just learned that the dude from Ren and Stimpy, the one that created it, the animator and all that, had a 15-year-old girlfriend.
Oh shit.
Yes.
That show is about drugs, bro.
And, no, that show was if
about
you think
heroin
about,
or something.
If you think about Ren and Stimpy,
crazy.
Like that shit was like hella perverted.
So,
like them niggas was biting ass and shit like that. Like,
I'm glad I wasn't watching.
Go watch this shit. That shit
bro,
crazy.
Nickelodeon was wild,
niggas,
dog.
Yeah, niggas was getting like, high eating soap and shit.
Like
it was.
Yeah. Seeing these like kids now talk about this shit, it's just like, dog, cause I'm an educator. You see what I'm saying? Like adults that can't protect the youth, it's just a special jail, a place in jail or hell for you. Like in my place, because it's like, if your mind could take you to go there to like take from a child,
mm-hmm.
that's just another form of.
I heard one of the parents say from I think Drake's dad or something, somebody, but he was saying he saw the guy like being touchy-feely with his son, mm-hmm. and he told...
Said something.
Yeah, he said something, and they kicked him off. That right there would have
He told the mom, never leave that guy with my son.
But if I'm the parent...
She did anyway.
Oh, wow.
We coming up off this shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
See, what's messed up about it is...
Either that or I'm whooping this nigga.
The father was protective, but he said that everybody's like, oh, he does that to Leonardo DiCaprio. They showed the clip. Well, he was doing it to Leonardo.
Who's he doing?
Bro, he was like, he was just like, over, like, shit you don't do with a child. Damn. Like, he just telling them, like, he's the best and all this stuff like that. But it's like hella flirty.
Rubbing his back and shit.
You know what I'm saying? You don't do that shit, no child, man. Like,
they fired. And what's so effed up about it is, bro, is like when you speak up about it, they get you off the set. They're like, oh, man, you caused some problems. Like, the little black boy. Yeah. That was on all that.
Yeah.
My mama was like, hey, man, you know how black mama's like, oh, yeah. Gay shit going on.
Yeah.
They like, nah, get her up out of here.
Because that's the one I've hardballed. They used to wear the headband wild.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
Bitch, he was the one.
Yeah.
That was him.
They got him out of all that, though.
Yeah.
Hey, fellas, real quick, this episode is brought to you by Bank on Brian. If you're injured at work, give him a call. Follow him on Instagram.
Hell, all these kids need to call Bank on Brian if they trying to sue Dan Schneider.
I'm suing him. My childhood has been ruined, bro.
Straight up. Like, you can't even enjoy them shows.
I love all that, bro.
Yeah. Well, the earlier seasons.
I never knew the other shows, like the Cody and Drake. That was a little after.
I mean, hell, I watched that shit. Drake and Josh.
Sam and
Cat. I ain't watched that
Sam
shit.
Sam and Cat.
I ain't never watched
it. I even watched a little bit of iCarly. And then, because my niece used to watch that. I used to watch that with my niece. So I'm saying, I used to.
My favorite show.
Keenan and Kel, yeah.
What time this shit came on, bro? I mean, this.
Snick, bro. It was called Snick.
It was called Snick. It
yeah,
was.
Snick. It was Saturday night. Saturday, yeah. You never watched
that. And then they had
bro.
Teen Nick.
I didn't.
Yeah, Teen Nick.
Teen Nick.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy though? Now
nigga
think
said
about
he was
it.
A Disney guy. Get
you
your
ain't
ass
seen you ain't seen the documentary, huh?
Nah, I haven't. No.
Man, like Amanda Bynes, I really now that I watch it,
yeah.
You can kind of see the sexualization of how they switched her.
Yeah.
At first she was real geeky and nerdy. Then she went to like this.
She was growing up. Yeah.
I gotta choose my words. She was growing up.
Yeah.
And now that I know that the Dan dude was.
Grooming her. And then he was.
That word, my bad, because I've been following most of it. Like she even made a burner account for Twitter, and she put her face and she even posted her ID and was like, "This is me, my parents." She was going through that conservative shit.
Yeah, when they're getting away from.
So they had her on that. She couldn't even get access to her money. But she posted a license, said, this is me. And then she ended up writing a tweet. And, like, in each tweet, there was one letter capitalized. And, like, if you read the whole thing and then brought each letter, it was like, Dan did it.
Oh,
that's what it wrote. That's what it wrote out. But, like they said, even when this shit came out, she had to get hospitalized because it brought up, like, anxiety and all that shit.
She was very talented. Bro.
Yeah, and that's where she went dark. And then, so now it makes sense. Like, she been going through this shit this whole
time.
We
laughed at her, bro.
So now we was laughing at homeboy last week.
Who that?
Lando Brown. Lando Brown.
That's my dude right there, bro. That's funny, bro.
Oh, you been around this nigga?
Yeah, it's funny.
Is he okay?
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with him, bro.
Why this nigga walking down 290?
Bro, ain't nothing wrong with Orlando, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with him, bro. He is who he is, bro.
He got a string headphones and shit.
No, he don't, bro.
Yes, he do.
No, he does. Wait.
He got what?
Wait, tell me. I just realized you said 290.
Yeah,
he was on Houston. Walking. He was in Houston walking on 290.
Yeah, he was on the freeway.
Last week.
And somebody picked him up.
Yeah.
It was recorded.
You ain't see that shit?
No, I'm thinking y'all talking about like the TV show and the interview.
Nah, that
hell nah.
On
real life.
Yeah.
He brave walking on 290.
Yeah, and then he was at, what's that place?
The living room.
Yeah. He was at the living room. And
he was rapping his verse.
I seen that online.
But then he was singing Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
He was singing Backstreet Boys.
But then, you know, he got his own TV show coming out.
On Zeus?
Zeus, yeah. So maybe this is part of the, Oh, man, listen. I'm going to tell y'all the truth, bro. I don't take away nothing. I think every one of them childhood kids that had something happen to them. It just seems like too much of the culture.
Yeah.
Like, if they was around the Hollywood at a young age, I think something happened to them. Think about it. The people that we all grew up watching on TV, though none of them really got no movie careers, bro.
Shit, nobody knew Drew Barrymore was so coked out as a kid.
She
was coked out.
As a kid.
After E.T.?
Damn.
She was coked out. God, like, she was bad.
Okay, that's a hell of a drug, bro.
Yeah, that's why you probably... Nah. I say Drake's aura.
Nah.
Slap Woods was laced.
Listen, I've seen, I know who does the drugs, bro. I know who does the drugs, bro.
Nah, yeah, that shit wild.
Not Drizzy. A lot of them do drugs, but it's 2024. If you still doing drugs, bro, you got a death wish. Everything played with now.
Yeah.
Even the weed playing with now, so.
Damn, that's crazy.
Kids, you watching this, man, get off the
what
drugs.
You do, what you do with the weed? You smoke?
Every now and then I dabble and dabble, but now not really. I don't really smoke. This is my problem right here.
What's the slap shit?
It's the cigar wrap.
It's a cigar wrap.
Premium cigar wraps.
Oh, okay.
Got Russian
cream. What's your drink of choice?
Tequila.
Oh, you like tequila.
Reposado, I don't give a damn what it is. Let's get to it.
Straight. Brother is serious.
Tequila, bro. I'm an old nigga, bro. I like tequila and I like beer.
Beer. Okay.
I like beer. I you don't go to sport events, that's really what that guy's doing.
I thought you were gonna say bourbon.
That ain't really my thing. My thing is tequila, bro. Like that's the party start.
Yeah.
You ever have a room full of people and everybody ain't talking, somebody pull out that bottle, be like, man, what's up on these shots?
I can do that when I'm out, but like if I'm on my patio or something, yeah. I like to have bourbon.
You gotta teach me what bourbon to drink, bro.
Man, we got some.
No, we can't say the name online.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
you back in them times, it was tequila like, was people on tequila like that? I feel like they was on like whiskey and shit. Well, back in like 06, 07.
I was on drugs.
Whiskey? Bro. Hold on, look at this. Ain't the 70s?
Because I ain't start drinking until like.
Yeah, about whiskey.
Like Crown and shit. No, yeah. I was on drugs. I was on X-Fuse, bro.
I was on X-Fuse.
Yeah, I was geek, bro. Yeah, drugs. Drugs was the thing, bro. Everybody used to do X-Fuse, bro. It was cool.
Niggas used to
crush them up, put them in a drink. We had a club in Houston called Club Glow.
I remember
and,
Glow.
I never forget it, man. My first
heat
time. Yeah, he off say. Pink Monkey was a spot. We'll get to that another day. But Glow,
Pink Monkey was
man,
a spot.
That was my first time.
Sound like something you need Bluetooth for.
Nah, you didn't need it. You didn't need it, but nowadays you're going to need it.
They get bucky naked.
Bro, Club Glow brought me a bottle of Grey Goose. And I was, I'm young, so I'm like, damn, a bottle? Damn,
Belvedere.
What a bottle. It was this dude named Big Bang Hank.
Big
Bang
right
here. I remember Big Bang
Hank. Hank, my guy.
Hank used to always have like Grey Goose, but it would be red. I'm like, how you got red? He was whispering to me. He said, put the grenadine in there. I said, grenadine? The fuck is grenadine? I said, bring grenadine. Put the grenadine in there. It changed the color.
Mm.
The hell is grenadine?
It's like a
syrup. You ever had a Shirley Temple?
It's like a syrup.
Yeah.
You never had a Shirley Temple?
It's not syrup. It's like a, almost like a food coloring type.
Okay.
But it's not, but it, you can put in a strawberry lemonade.
And I love strawberry.
Yeah, so this dude drinks strawberry lemonade.
I ain't gonna bullshit.
You drink strawberry lemonade?
And Papados? That's no good.
And grenadine.
I'm going to hell after this.
Look, bro, this is grenadine, bro. Little red mixers at the bar. That's grenadine.
Thank you.
But you pull it in your Grey Goose and change the color. But like I said, we was on X pills. So if you was in our thing, you crush them hoes up, nigga.
Bullshit.
On the table, dump them hoes in the Grey Goose. And
what's that shit like?
Dude. I put you like this, nigga. We ain't get home till like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And this is around the time, you know, like everybody was doing this. So it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't frowned upon.
I'm just saying, like, what it make you feel like?
Up. You ever had Adderall before?
I ain't fuck with pills. I'm on weed.
It's an upper, bro. It's like caffeine. It's like caffeine, but you be like super turnt. Super turnt.
Why
morning?
Niggas be like feeling themselves? Because
it's drugs.
Oh.
Like this right here?
Yeah.
It's drugs, nigga.
Well, they be like horny and shit.
It's drugs, bro. I forgot the dopamine. I don't know if it's dopamine or whatever the fuck it is in your brain. Something releases in your
what's
brain.
What's that shit y'all be having in the pump sessions?
What? Oh my nigga, what is it? Right, bro. Pause. No Diddy, bro.
No Diddy.
No Diddy, bro. Yo, y'all got to edit this scene out, bro. This
no what?
No Diddy, bro. No Diddy, bro. No Diddy, bro. This nigga said y'all be
what's the pump session?
I don't know.
He's
what the
penis.
Fuck he's talking
about?
Can you get a drink?
He's
yeah,
a
hey, bro, pass that bottle.
Please, bro. Talking about pump sessions.
What's the
fitness shit y'all be having, bro?
Nigga, what? Lift party?
Oh my God, bro.
Pump sessions.
Bro,
what the fuck they got to do with
please edit this out, bro. I didn't mean to say no homo, man. I meant to say no Diddy, bro. Like, come on, bro.
That bro, nigga, the leader of the pump sessions.
Hey, bro, what's some things y'all be having them pump sessions?
I'm done, bro. Like a party,
nigga,
dude,
talk
man.
About them pump sessions you've been to, nigga.
Ooh.
What pump sessions?
Next subject.
He came in there talking listen. About a pump session. You went just to look?
Next session, bro.
Oh, yeah,
next
now you talking about that. That was fun. That was fun.
That's your question, bro.
That was fun. No. I can't lie to you.
Drugs are bad, though. Let me say this. I got to be real with y'all. I was at a point in my life, bro.
Bad.
I used to do them all the time, bro. I ruined record label meetings, bro. Mm. I done messed up a relationship with promoters, bro. Like, just tripping out on them drugs, man. And one day I had, like, a out-of-body experience, bro. And I just prayed to God. I asked God, like, man, get me off these. I just went cold turkey. I don't touch no drugs, no nothing. I don't frown my face at these youngsters, but I tell them, like, bro, don't do that, bro.
That's
I messed up $1 million deal, bro, on them drugs.
That's what's up.
XPS.
Oh, XPS. What you trying to fight somebody?
No, because you in there talking out your mind, bro.
Yeah.
It's like your third eye being open, bro, but you don't think you saying it, but you saying it, bro. That's why I say drugs is like,
You said some shit they ain't want to hear and they ain't
I just was tripping, bro.
Yeah.
Them XPS made you horny, too?
Everything, bro.
So the nigga was just at a club session, rubbing his nipples like the nigga on Water Boy.
True story, bro. True story,
give me the deal.
True story, bro. Like, I'm one of them people, but I used to be on XP or something. I used to end up in, like, all the project apartments in Houston. I haven't stopped. Like Scott Plaza, bro. Yeah. Like, nigga, I'm everywhere. I'm on Spice Lane. Oh,
it's on Spice
because,
Lane.
Bro, man, say, bro, listen, bro. I used to be rolling, bro. It'd be like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. I'm thinking, like, I just met this girl at the club. Like, where you at? Well, I stay out Cinnamon Lane. I'm like, fuck it. I'm rolling. I'm going to go. And the next morning, you wake up, you're like, why am I over here? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if y'all been to Havistock in apartments, man, but
hell
like,
yeah, I have.
I used to be over there.
I have.
Man, I came out of apartments and niggas look like, hey, what you doing over
there? Yeah.
I be on some like, man, I just can't see my cousin. I'm finna dip. Get on up out of here, man. But leave them drills alone, man.
Nah,
man,
that X.
Stories of X. Stories of X.
Talk about your boy. We went to the Rockets game.
Oh, yeah. So, no, shout out to Bank on Brian. We was able to finally take JC to sit courtside.
You went courtside?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, who was there?
Yeah,
he chose.
Nah, I mean, you know, I can't. Hey, you know, we good.
You can look a little bit, man.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, you can look a little.
I'm
it was a good experience.
I'm looking like this.
Are you out of there too?
Now being around him out, you gonna see some things.
It's not his fault.
Yeah, thank you.
It's not his fault.
It ain't my damn
fault. Being out with him is very interesting.
Yeah, so now we went to the game, and, you know, shout out to my boy Dez. He was there too.
What you call him, T-Wack?
T-Wack. He been T-Wack since we played AAU because he was a diehard Tracy McGrady fan. And so we was at the game. They played the Bulls.
Okay.
And it was dope. Like, I know he took it up like it was.
I couldn't believe it. Andre Drummond,
like fourth or fifth time in those seats, but it was still like, man, it's always dope. Like to be sitting right behind the bench. I'm sitting right next to a coach, watching them like have the plays like that. Like they watching tape in live time. I'm like, damn, how y'all multitask like this? And then the fight broke out. You know what I'm saying? And then we got hella thrown.
DeMar DeRozan did kind of tackle that guy.
But we learned that it's something behind it, so we're not going to put that out there. But, to see them professional athletes, you know, how they get ready, how they stay ready, even when, like, I was talking to, I'm not going to name his name, but he was like a well-known defender, a perimeter defender in this league. Now he just sit on the bench. And so I was chopping it up with him because I told him my boy is like one of his he's one of your favorite players.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, man, you ain't get no PT. Like, man, you know what I'm saying? The coach, but then he's still staying engaged. So he ain't professional as shit. Me, I'd have been like, man, fuck this dude. Yeah. I'm still getting
Billy
paid, Donovan but is, shit, I'm out
Billy
of
Billy Donovan was tripping me out. I think eyes was big as fuck. I asked him, what do you think this nigga
he was probably on the X too.
DeMar DeRozan was like, man, I'm sitting down. I'm about to go sit down.
DeMar DeRozan from Compton, bro. Yeah. He on.
Yeah.
He ready for all of that, bro.
Ratchet nigga time.
But how was your experience, though, for the first
man,
time?
Walking down there, seeing those guys. They very much so like regular dudes. You know what I'm saying? The niggas that play, like Caruso, he looked like a down-to-earth white boy just out there. I was telling him, I was like, man, it's cool to see him play up close. That motherfucker still can really play defense, got good instinct,
yeah,
really a leader.
Yeah.
You see DeMar DeRozan, like, you know, he just, I think I really want another situation for him, but that was cool to see Andre Drummond, a big motherfucker up close. Like, that's a big human being, bro.
Yeah, I was chopping it up with him.
Yeah,
oh, I told him I was like, I'm a Pistons fan, but I still rock with you. He said, you one of the few. I'm a Pistons fan.
Yeah.
You a real fan, bro. I never heard nobody say that.
I'm a diehard Detroit Lions fan.
I heard that before you got here, bro. I heard that.
Man, Alexis Lyon had them good ass cookies, boy.
Oh, you fresh? Was on them cookies?
What? Fresh.
That was good.
Damn.
And then, it was a cool experience, though, being that close. Like, and then motherfuckers recognized Portsmouth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, they was screaming y'all names. Somebody filmed us from a pop.
Yeah.
Like, you see Portsmouth. Somebody hit me up. He was like, man, you got money. I said, stay out of my business.
No, God.
Like, straight up. Don't do that shit.
That shit was cool. But, man, you a Mavs fan or what?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a Rockets and a Mavs fan, bro. I like both.
Okay. Because Kyrie and them hooping.
Hey, man, they hooping no defense.
So,
no bullshit.
Kyrie got these, you talked about tiers earlier. Untucked Kyrie is beyond first tier.
Mm-hmm.
Second tier,
would probably be Maz Kyrie. But it's, I don't know, this Ramadan Kyrie is probably taking it up there.
But what is he doing? What's his numbers like?
He's averaging 25 this year.
Yeah, damn, the 30.
He's still averaging 25. And he made a left floater,
yeah,
a left-hand floater, yeah, from above the free throw line,
yeah,
at the buzzer. To even take that shot is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
But then when you realize this dude can't eat until sundown. Or drink water,
yeah,
until sundown.
7:30.
And then he catching alley-oops and dunking them hoes. Like, Ramadan Kyrie may be taking over Maz Kyrie because
he might make it to
his
playoff.
Different tier. Y'all going to make the playoffs, but
yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
I feel like y'all really got a chance to, like, actually make a run. It depends on who you match.
What number? Where they at?
7 or 6.
What number y'all is in the standings?
7. 6. Yeah, 6-7.
Mm.
That's usually where we be at now.
What? Yeah, 8th.
We drop?
Yeah.
Y'all have game back
of 6. So that's what I'm saying. I don't get that, bro. You have all that talent and still be like number 7 or 8 in the West.
Hey,
it's tough over there. It's deep. It's deep. Yeah. It's deep.
Who, Denver, number 1?
Oh, Denver.
Hey, can you go over that list?
Okay,
can you go over the
OKC number 1?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Go over the list real quick for me.
For the West?
Yeah.
OKC, Denver, Mini, Clippers, New Orleans, Phoenix, Sacramento, Dallas, Lakers.
I just needed the 8. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Rockets been bombed.
I hope Sacramento drop. I hope they drop and the Rockets get in to where they can just get in a play in.
Yeah.
Because Sacramento, I feel like they hit their window and they hurt. A lot of people on their team is hurt. So, you know, I really don't want to see them in the playoffs again. They had their run last year. I just don't want to see them. I like what the Rockets are doing. Jalen Green is hooping his ass off.
Definitely.
And then I don't think they will win out of the play-in, but I think, you know, with them, like, just having that battle,
yeah,
early on, that'll set them up down the road. Because now you can really try to trade Jalen Green for Mikal Bridges, or keep him and then, you know, get a big man. Because that's what they need outside of my man that got hurt. They need a backup,
yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? It's open road. I just really hope Sacramento lose. Plus, I don't like how Mike Brown talk. He got that just strong ass chin. He ain't got no facial hair. It's weird.
Nah, but Jalen Green been hooping, bro. Ever since everything came out about him having a child, bro been going ballistic, bro. Like,
the only thing you can do when motherfuckers talking shit.
Nah. Some people, yeah, don't react like that, though.
That's,
you know,
true. Some people fold.
Some people will fold. That boy stepping up to the play, and he know it's contract year. He get this max deal.
She winning.
He good.
They said some more.
Huh?
I was on either Shade Room, one of the days.
Say like Cheese, I think it was. Say
two
Cheese.
More, say some more, baby. Say
Cheese. Yeah.
From him?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Like a stripper or somebody else.
Oh, pregnant now?
Yeah.
God,
it's wild out here.
Nigga lit, bro.
Stay at home.
Putting them black fingernails to work.
I didn't know he liked women, bro.
Huh?
I didn't know he liked women.
Oh,
yeah, cause he out of there, bro. But he got Dre. That's my all time crush, man. He bagged Dre.
That's your all time,
bro. Like, I've been around Dre. Like, how we kicking it, bro? I done kicked it with Dre in L.A., bro. Like, she's cool, bro. Like, most bad chicks nowadays got effed up attitudes and no personality.
Mm-hmm.
She got personality and a cool attitude, bro. Yeah. And she keep bad chicks around her.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dre, because...
You did that.
You did that, man. I take my hat off to her again, bro. Like,
you're cold, bro.
You the coldest, baby. You the coldest.
All right, man. What else we got?
All-time crush is Pam Grier.
Pam Grier? That's a Kugel. I like Kugels, bro.
I do, too.
Come on, y'all want to now? What she look like now?
Who, Pam Grier? Yeah. She probably still bad.
She's 90 years old.
Probably she old as hell, but it's probably just out of nostalgia reasons.
Hmm?
She like Cicely Tyson old.
Who's your crush, bro?
My crush.
All time crush.
Damn, that's a good question.
Dolly Parton.
Hell no.
She got some big
hooters. Balloon.
Big hooters.
Balloon. I like this shit. Probably Sanaa Lathan. I like Sanaa Lathan. I thought she was awesome.
I heard she was weird.
Mid, bro.
She mean.
God
God damn.
Who should I say? Aretha Franklin?
No, I'm saying Shania Lake.
Nah,
bro.
Nah, okay. Nia Long.
I fuck with Nia.
Mine's is I just, for fantasy reasons, I want a mixture. I want Halle Berry, but I want to have the voice from, what's my girl name? Loretta Devine. I want to have Loretta Devine voice.
Is that Wait to Tell chick?
Yeah.
I got some macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. I want her to have her voice, but look like Halle Berry.
You hit the old
cheese. Nah, yeah,
that's a hell of a combination.
That's my ultimate thing. Just her talking.
No
and
way.
Halle Berry on top.
Yeah,
I'll be waiting to.
But you
explode.
Have to keep your eyes open
with Bluetooth.
You gotta keep your eyes open the whole time.
And this is time you need to pop a Bluetooth. Get it going.
Shit, all I need is one Bluetooth.
Who your crush? Who your crush?
She said
Dre. He said Drea.
Oh, Drea.
No, I'm talking about
Drea. He always talking about the locals.
She gotta be like Drea, my dog, bro. Like that's my dog. I crush her, but she not my all time crush.
Who's the all time crush?
Scarlett Johansson, nigga.
Really?
Oh, you like them eyes.
Widow. White girl.
Really?
It's like BT or cut.
What about, okay, like, Scarlett Johansson, bro, like, come on,
she
bro.
She beautiful,
like,
though.
Y'all realize, bro, like, when I seen Scarlett Johansson, I'm like, damn, bro, like, I need that. I need that.
What about growing up like a Diaz, like Cameron Diaz?
No. Cameron Diaz was fine too, but she ratchet. She like, she from Long Beach, bro. Like, I never liked the ratchet white girls, bro. I always like the white girls where you know that they daddy be saying like the N-word, bro.
What the fuck is happening?
Like, bro, nigga.
Nah,
Britney Spears, bro, and Christina Aguilera.
Britney Spears?
I feel you. I know what you're saying.
She's on a boot, bro.
I know what you're saying.
Like, she
you don't want the radical white girl. You want the purity.
Cheerleaders, bro. I like white girls, bro.
The purity? Nigga, what, you a Klansman?
No, like, I know what you're saying. Like, you
don't want
the
purity.
You don't want the white girl that be, that think they know shit.
Like, I don't want the one to do this. Like, whoa, Vicky. Jennifer Anderson, bro. I like them type of white girls where it's
they daddy will call you.
I've never had a white girl ever in my life.
Yeah. Hold on, white calling me a nigga.
I'm just saying, he's saying them the type. The daddy don't like black people already. And secretly, she love black men.
I want to hit your daughter, sir. I want to hit your daughter, sir. But you said growing up, though. Growing up, man, it was a chick named Tamela Jones. I think it was Tamela
Jones.
Yeah, she's still
like to take the time. Yeah. Tamela Jones was fine, bro.
Yeah.
Remember she was on the wood?
Yeah.
Her booty was rotund.
Yeah.
Tamela Jones was so fine. Yeah. Man, I don't know why.
I like Vivica Fox and Booty Cole.
Vivica was bad. Oh, my God.
She was bad. She looked horrible. Nah, bro. Lord bless her.
Man, I can't call a black woman horrible, bro.
You're right. She not horrible.
But she just, you see where she did the work. Scary. And we didn't need it, bro. She didn't need it.
Nah, but look, if you go back and look at, 50 ruined what's the girl what's the lady that's messed up now? The show host, the radio.
Wendy Williams.
She used to be fine back in the day.
She did?
Go look at her in the 90s.
Hell no.
Go look at her in the 90s.
She has some big ass titties.
She has some big titties.
Go look at her in the 90s.
Big as shit.
Nah, I'm good. She was always messy. Her attitude
go
was
look
terrible.
At like 90s.
And she had some big ass
really
feet.
Like, bro. Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz.
I liked Penelope Cruz until I saw Blow.
I love Selma Hayek.
I hated her.
Man, when I saw Blow, I was like, man, fuck her.
Selma Hayek.
That shit was
Selma Hayek.
Oh, yeah. Selma Hayek is up there for me.
Oh, yeah, she definitely is.
She's still bad, bro.
Yeah, but. I just need her Halle Berry with Loretta Devine.
That's what I'm saying.
Voice.
She wasn't bad. Like, she looked like like she'll dominate you, but, you know.
Wendy Williams used to be like
Wendy
bad.
Wendy Williams looked like if she swing team leaves,
you bad. Yeah, that looked like a Playboy picture.
Hey, bro, hold on.
It looked like a Playboy photo.
Nah, bro.
Lil' Kim
the real,
used to be fine,
bro.
Too, bro.
Nah, Lil' Kim was beautiful when she was regular, bro. She tripped
Wendy Williams, bro. She had them big-ass titties, bro.
I seen them.
Hey, chill out.
They was big, bro.
Man, bro. When we had them big ass titties.
Bro, Fat Pimp, you want to get slapped with one of them hoes.
This episode is 290. We had Fat Pimp. I was saying, Lil' Kim, that is on my mind. I remember that poster. Yeah,
bro,
she was like this.
My
was fine too.
Episode 290, Fat Pimp.
290.
we enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, tell them what you got.
Your socials.
Everything you got coming up.
All right, I am Fat Pimp on our social media. Right now I'm in trying to do a movie I'm in right now. Right now on Tubi, I'm in a Sir Charles Christmas movie. I'm in a movie called Cream. I'm in a new Dirty Third movie.
Hey.
I'm in a new Bitch in That movie. We start shooting next month. And I think that's it for the movies right now. Album on the way called You Can Call Me Chris. Any artists watching this, you need some help writing, need some help with the, you know, features, whatever, how did you boy?
That's
where the money at too, is the writing.
My shit dropping, You Can Call Me Phil.
Yeah.
This has been episode 290 of the Pause the Podcast. Make sure y'all like, y'all subscribe, y'all comment, do all that.
Please.
Share all of that.
Can I come back?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we here. And we're going to definitely have him back.
Can I come back, bro?
So we out.